You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us here today for the Friendship Hour with Elder Rodney T. Osborne, the radio ministry of Friendship Primitive Baptist Church, located on Burnett Road in Cocoa. Now, here with today's broadcast, already in progress, is Elder Rodney T. Osborne.
Savior Jesus Christ,
yes, bless him, Lord.
To our Comforter and Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit. We thank God for this preacher today, Brother Martin. Thank God for the deacons and the mothers.
And
thank God for this choir. Thank God for these children today. Led devotion and ushered, and we're just truly grateful for them. Them and all of the youth leaders. We thank God. We thank God for them. Thank God for these musicians on today. And we're truly thankful for each and every last one of you today that saw a need to come to church today. I don't know about you all, but I need to be in church. I need to be in church because it's so much that's going on. I need to be around like-minded people, those that believe on the same Lord that died and was buried and rose again. We need to link up every now and then. Yeah, that helps me to be able to deal with what I'm about to face on this week coming up. And the thing about it is, we don't know what we're about to face. But we come together to get prepared. Because the truth of the matter is, something is brewing in the air. Yeah, and it's getting ready to knock on your door, so get ready. Thank God for my lovely wife today. Thank God for her. And I'm gonna tell y'all, Friendship, I love y'all. Thank you, Dee. I love y'all. And anybody that was in church school today, you understand where I'm coming from. Yeah, I love y'all. I'm glad to be here. Yeah, I could have been somewhere else. But thanks be unto God. Sometimes we complain about what God has blessed you with. We complain about what we don't have. Let me rephrase that. And we forget about what God has blessed us with. Yeah. I'm about to get a shirt. Say, I'm the pastor of an awesome congregation. Don't get it twisted. Every now and then, I feel like Moses. Lord, these are not my folks. They're yours. They're yours. But we're just thankful. We're thankful unto God. I thank God for y'all because I was told today. And they told the truth. When people tell the truth, you can't get mad at them. You can't get mad at them. And we were talking about the church school lesson, and they said, well, you can't get up there in the pulpit complaining because it started with you. What I complained about. And then they started listening. I'm like, okay, all right. You're right. So if y'all hear me complaining from up there, just say, Pastor, and I know what you're talking about. I did something that's slipped my mind. I left my notes on my desk at home. I left my notes on my desk at home. So I'm I'm doing something a little unusual, but that don't really mean nothing because I really don't follow the notes no way. So don't y'all get it twisted like, well, he left his notes. He sure enough ain't going to be up that long. We're going to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us. From the just read scripture, verse 12 and 13. And again, we want to give a nugget to our youth today. And you find these words in Luke 15, chapter 12. I mean, verse number 12. And the younger of them said to his father, "Give me the portion of goods that falleth to me." And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. If I can today speak from the subject, you ain't grown yet. You ain't grown yet. I was looking back on some sermons that I had wrote, and I preached this sermon one time, and it was probably about 2010, when I was a licensed minister, and in the association at that time we had a youth union, and Elder Buckner had decided that he was going to utilize his licensed ministers for that particular union. And that was the very first time I preached at the association. And you're talking about, I was nervous, Minister Martin. I preached on that Friday night. And that Friday afternoon, I went to the cleaners to get my clothes. And just so happened, I saw Elder Butner at the cleaners, and I had to pull him aside. I said, "Rev, you got me. I'm messed up, man. Why are you choosing me to preach? That's just so odd. Y'all ain't did that before." He said to me, he said, "Listen, I want to utilize you young guys because one day this association is going to belong to you all. We're not going to be on the scene." And as I was going through, I saw this sermon, and what's so ironic about that is I preached that Friday night. Mm-hmm. On that Saturday afternoon, Moderator Israel preached. And I look back at that today, and I see that he's the moderator, and I'm the vice moderator of our association. And those words always stuck with me. But I just said that because I just had to. It brought back some memories. It brought back some memories. But you ain't grown yet. You ain't grown yet. That's incorrect English. It ain't the way you're supposed to say it. But it's the truth of the matter is you ain't grown yet. And the truth of the matter is, when kids get to be at a certain age, they get to a point in life where they think they know everything. Yeah, they feel like they got it all under control. And then they start doing little stuff, making slick comments. Wanna try to tell you what to do and how to do it, when to do it. Have the absolute nerve to get an attitude with you in your house. Somebody know what I'm talking about today? Come on, I got one. I ain't want to talk about nobody, but I'm going to talk about this Negro today. I got one. Every time you tell him to do something, and y'all know who it is, because Avery ain't to him. It always feel like you got to have a comment
behind what you done told him to do. Gotta explain to you why this ain't the proper way of doing it. This is not the proper thing to do. And nowadays they have the audacity to go in their room. I didn't have the privilege as a child growing up to go into a room and close the door. You notice I said a room because it wasn't mine. Now these folks are entitled. My room. Ain't paid damn bill. Ain't bought a slice of bread. Ain't put no hamburger meat in the refrigerator. No orange juice. They ain't even bought no bottled water. But yet they can say it belongs to me. They feel entitled. And they feel like They are grown. They feel like they are grown. I hear somebody say we made them like that, but we got to understand something. We got to understand. I'm finna say something and people ain't going to agree, and I don't care. Because the truth of the matter is, if you ain't walking in my shoes, don't tell me how to untie my laces.
Come on here.
Parenting today, it's much harder than it was back in the day. People don't understand. Things are truly different. The parenting in the 70s, in the 80s, in the 60s, they had support. You had support from the family. You had support from the church. You had support from the school. You had support from the community. You had support from the government. You had the support. It was easy for mama to say, "Well, you show out, I'm going to show out." Because she didn't have to worry about somebody. Today they videotape you. Have your business all across the internet. They locking your tail out. We don't have the support from the family. We don't have the support from the community. The government has changed the law. The parent is not supported. In fact, people don't even want to work in the school system no more. The support is not there. And I'm getting tired of people criticizing the parents of today. You criticize them, but guess what? It's your fault. Because you're the one that sat back and allowed them to take prayer out of school and didn't say a mumbling word. You're the ones that sat back and allowed them to change all the laws and didn't say anything. Now you got so much to say. I don't want to hear what you got to say. The parents are struggling, and we're criticizing and not offering a solution. I don't want to hear nobody. Because the truth of the matter is, Sister Kelly, I had my first child in 1986. LaKara was born in 1998. That's 12 years. From 86 to 98, a whole lot of things changed. And crazy me, had a baby in 2021. 23 years later, from 98 to 21, things have changed. Avery is in school. He ain't even 2 years old yet. That's stuff that's unheard of back in the day. But thanks be unto God. We talk about spare the rod, spoil the child. We talk about using, driving out foolishness with the rod of correction. We quick to quote those scriptures. But what, who talking about it takes a village? Oh my God, nobody ain't got nothing to say now. It still takes a village. Folks need help. That's not give the parents a break. Spare the rod, spoil the child. Does not mean beating them halfway to death. We always talking about they need to be whipped. They need to be. That is the mentality of the slave owner. Y'all got quiet again. You can discipline your child without beating them halfway to death. See, we keep talking about what we used to do back in the day. I could tell you some of the stuff that went on in some of the households back in the day. And it wasn't just women. Wasn't just children getting whooped in the house. Y'all want to talk about that? Y'all don't want to talk about it. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to leave it alone. But we want to bring that up, but we don't want to bring up this other stuff that went on back in the day. And y'all want us to do what we did back in the day. If we did what we did back in the day, I was watching a movie the other day, and I told my wife, and that man was beating his wife. I told my wife, I said, you know what? That was the type of stuff they did back then. Yeah, they beat on their wife, and then they tipped out, they had babies on their wife, and then dared the wife to say anything. You doggone right, the children were scared. I told my wife last night, I said, I ought to whoop you. Sister Bray, that joker rose up. She said, come do it. I said, baby, I'm finna take my plate in this kitchen and you want me to clean the kitchen? What you want me to do? We still have a responsibility as parents to discipline our children. Children still have a responsibility to listen to their parents. We're getting you prepared for a world that is cruel and don't care nothing about you. Our first point, I gotta get out of here. The first point we see in this passage of scripture is the son's rebellion. Yes. Yes, sir. The son's rebellion. He says, the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of good that falleth to me. And he divided until his living. Look at here. The son came to his father and didn't ask. Didn't make a suggestion. He came and he said, give me what you owe me. what you owe me. You owe me a cell phone. You owe me an iPad. You owe me shoes. That one I was talking about earlier, he the target today. He came to me. I had him. I have some scrap and stuff in my backyard. No, Ricky, you can't have it. and one day we went and I'm like, let's just load up the truck. And I just wanted to show him, you know. So we loaded up the truck and we went to the scrap yard. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 30 minutes max it took us. We loaded up, went to the scrap yard, and I got a nice piece of change back from what we have. We have a lot of aluminum, we got copper, we got all kind of stuff. And so I got a nice piece of change back, and that joker had the nerve. to ask for his Porsche. I didn't give him anything, and a couple of weeks later, he came back and he said, "You owe me for helping you put that scrap on the back of that truck. You owe me. I said, I put food on the table. You got a roof over your head. Them Nikes you got on your feet. Brother, you in my debt. He came and he demanded payment. The Jewish custom. Jewish custom. Yeah, you better know it. The Jewish custom was that you would get one-third of the estate inheritance. And there were some times when and very few times it happened that they would, that the father would say, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna divide it up now. But majority of the time, the inheritance wasn't divided up until after the father died. And in other words, this young son, he said, you know what? I wish you were dead. He said, I'm tired of your rules. I'm tired of living in your house. I'm tired of doing what you tell me to do. I'm tired of working. Give me what you owe me. And let me go about my business. Oh, it ain't just the young folks. Some of y'all grown folks do the same thing with God. Let me go. Give me what you owe me. And let me go my merry way. And look at here. Look. I love the Father. I love the Father. Because sometimes you got to give folks what they ask for. I got a couple of them want to move out. And I said, y'all show? Yeah. Y'all, well, we show. We tired of you. They ain't tell me in so many words. But you know the body language. One of them told me after they had moved out, I was praying. Yeah, you gotta. Somebody told me. When you got grown children in your house, you gotta make it uncomfortable for them. Because you don't want grown folks to get comfortable in your house because that'll create a problem. So when you have grown children in your house, you have to make it uncomfortable for them. And that's what I did. But at the same time, I wasn't trying to push them out before I knew they were ready. Because if anything, a parent know their child. Amen. And I said, hold up. Now, you show? You show you ready? Oh, I'm getting up out of here. Getting up out of here, packed their stuff, got their stuff together, and me being the dad that I am, I helped them out. And now they posting up stuff like, 9 days I got to pay rent, and I just paid it last week. That's the real world. In the real world, you got to pay your own bills. And here, the Bible says that not many days after he had got his portion, not many days after the fact, because he wasn't ready, because he wasn't trained enough, he didn't know anything about balancing his checkbook, he didn't know how to write a check, he didn't know how to manage his money, he didn't know what the world was that he was into, what he was about to face, not many days after the fact. He ain't had a dime to his name. Went out there and he went to Rob Wave concerts. Went to the club. Hanging out at Wingstop. Spending money. Yeah, like my mama say, like it was going out of style. And he found himself in a whirlwind, a mess, because he was not grown yet. Grown people know how to manage their money. Grown people know how to make their money. Grown people pay their own rent. I'm so happy to almost be empty, which I probably never in my lifetime experienced being an empty nester. But that's okay. But I'm so happy at the way things is in my household. Brother World, when they fell short on rent, I helped them out. I love it the way that it is. I will pay your, I ain't gonna pay it all the time. But I, let this help you out. Because we love it the way it is right now. And kids, do not get so anxious to get out in this world that don't care a thing about you. Do not be so anxious to get out. Look here. Scientific fact. The brain is not fully developed till you're between 25 and 30 years old. The brain is not fully developed between 25 and 30 years old. That's a scientific fact. How you gonna tell me you know everything at 17? You have not even begun to scrape the surface. Your parents have been where you got to go. Your parents have finished high school, college, and have been working on their job 20 and 30 years. And here you want to try to tell them what to do? He demanded his portion. But what I like about the son is that brings us to our second point, the son's repentance. The Bible says that when he came to himself, when he realized, he remembered what was going on back at daddy's house. And he said, hold up. The hired servants, the gardener, the janitor, the maid, the cook, they got it way better than I got it right now. He had came so far down to where he was in the hall. He had got a job feeding the hogs. The Jewish custom again. Said and thought and believed that pigs were unclean. And the last thing that you wanted to get caught doing was hanging out with the swine. This is what happens. This is what happens in today's world. We spend all on riotous living, and we find ourselves in the pig pen doing something that you weren't taught to do. We doing stuff that you weren't trained to do. Going against the foundation that was placed within you. That's why a lot of our children that raised up in church, they wind up in the pig pen with the pigs. Yeah. When girls start dating girls, you in the pig pen. Yeah, I'm just telling it like it is. When you start selling and doing drugs, you in the pig pen. When you start lying, cheating, and stealing, you in the pig pen. You find yourself in the pig pen. But thanks be unto God that this prodigal son, the Bible says, when he came to himself. Say, hold up, man. And the high servants got it better than me. Man, what I need to do, I got to do better. I got to go. I got to get up. I got to get up from here. I got to first repent and ask God for forgiveness. Then I got to go and I got to ask my daddy to forgive me. Look at him, man. Daddy, I ain't even worthy to be called your son. I messed up just that bad. I ain't worried to be called your son. But if you would just let me clean the toilets for you, daddy. Let me cut the yard for you, daddy. If you just let me just be a servant for you, I'll be all right. I'll be in better shape than I'm in right now. Anybody ever left the Lord? Found yourself in the pig pen and came to yourself and said, Lord, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy to be your child. That's my cue, y'all. I got to go. That's my cue right there. I'm not worthy to be your child. But if you could just let me be a high servant, you could just let me come back into the house. And look here. We see the son's rebellion. We see the son's repentance. But then look at the father's response. Lord have mercy. Look at here. I don't care how bad your children are. I don't care what your children have done, especially for you mothers. I don't care what your children have done. They can be locked up for life, but you gonna say that's my child. That's mine right there. And if they want to come back in, the Bible says that daddy saw them from afar off. I can see the service. I can see the service saying, that's somebody. That looks like a bum walking down the road. But do you want us to go and turn them away? And daddy said, no. No, it's something about the way that boy walk. Oh, it's something, I know he looking a little shabby, but it's something about the way he's swagging. It's something about the way he moving. No, that's my baby right there. That's my boy. A father knows his child. Good, we are all fathers of God. God knows his children. I don't care how much you go astray. But when you get ready to come back home, God is standing at the door with his arms wide open. Come on in. I thank God he ain't nothing like us. No, no, no. I don't care what you did. I don't care. I don't care what you said. I don't care who you hurt. I don't care who you turned your back on. I don't care who you lied on. I don't care who you can. I don't care. But when you decide to come back, he's standing there with his arms wide open. Oh, I can attest that I was on my way to hell. I was on my way. I had a fast track ticket. Going to hell. You know how it is when you go to Disney World and you get the ticket to help you go to the front of the line. I was at the front of the line. On my way. And the truth be told, I still got some hellish ways in me. That's just the truth. That ain't part of the sermon. I just throw that in there. Some of y'all are so saved and sanctified, y'all don't feel that way about yourself. But I'm here to tell you, I see it in you. On my way, but God sent down his son to take on an old rugged cross for us. When they stretched him wide, that was him holding his arms out. Lord, have mercy today. Lord, have mercy. Allowing us to enter in. Don't get so hard on the children. Because we all have been down that road. They're going to make mistakes. The thing is that you learn from the mistakes that you make. And don't rush. Do not rush to be grown. Don't rush being grown. Don't rush paying bills. Listen here, man. Stay up underneath your guardians, your parents, your grandparents, and gather all the knowledge, wisdom that you can. And parents, don't withhold it from them. Tell them. Every now and then, you got to tell them where you fell short at. We putting up a facade like we so perfect and we been so perfect all our lives. The Bible says confess your sins one to another. Help these children. We do more criticizing than we do helping. And we need to help them. We need to help these young parents. God knows they need help. But we need to understand who dropped the ball. We need to understand who dropped the ball. And we need to come up with a solution on how to pick the ball back up to be able to carry. Look at here. No parent back in the day had to worry about sending your child to school and worrying about if they're going to make it home that day. Because you don't know when an active shooter is going to come and start shooting up stuff just because. We never had to worry about that. We fought in school. We had fights. We had plenty of fights. I fought all the time. Won most of them. I don't remember losing none. But we didn't have to worry about guns. We have all that we have to deal with. We got and look, this the social media, the modern technology. We know modern technology, and you have to be on your game dealing with these children. The Bible says, people are always talking about what the Bible says. The Bible says that they're going to be wickeder and wiser. If you gonna raise them, you gotta understand the wicked part of it.
Amen.
You gotta be able to recognize, Don't sit up here talking about, man, I made them put their cell phones down. Man, let me tell you something. Them jokers, man, you made them put their cell phones down. They still was on TikTok. They still was on Snapchat. Because you don't know the things to look for. You got to know what they look for. And I'm going to say this, and I'm out. Jordan, I don't call his name. I ain't mean to call his name. Jordan has an Xbox. And I got the Xbox because I had little Ataris and Xboxes and PlayStations. I like it. You know, I play the game and this, that, and other. I used to. Sometimes playing the game, man, it just seemed like real life. Just seemed like I'm out on the field. But he has an Xbox and he did something. So I said, look, no Xbox. I went and took the remote from him. That's what I did. I went back to the remote and put it up, hid it and everything. And the wife said to me, she said, you should have just took the whole console. I said, nah, I got the remote. I'm good. He can't play it without the remote. He can't play it without the remote. So I went back in there. The Joker was playing the game. The Joker had another remote. So I took the remote from him and I said, and I got mad, I started cussing. And I said, do you have another remote? I ain't the only one in here that cuss. Do you have another remote? If y'all got kids, y'all understand where I'm coming from. And he said, No, I don't have another remote. I took that remote, went back to the house and hid it. Went back in my room, I hid it. And the wife said, you should get the console. I got mad at her. You don't know, you don't, man, leave me alone. I know what I'm doing. I got this. The boy outsmarting you. I sure enough got hot then. So I went back in the room, and lo and behold, this Negro was still playing the game. Ain't got no remotes. How you playing the game? Oh, I downloaded a remote on my phone. So now, I got to be on top of my game. Because the Joker got me. He ain't going to get me no more. I take phones and consoles now. You got to be up on their game. Because these Jokers are smart. They are wiser and wickeder. And if you ain't on top of your game, I can let you know right now, they pulling the wool over your head. Amen. The doors of the church are open.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
I love the person experience our candidate for baptism. The altar is open.
Cross.
Oh.
us keep Deacon Simmons and his family in prayer as they'll be traveling this week to go funeralize his brother. Y'all, let's pray for my Uncle John. Pray for him and his health, and pray that God will give him the heart and the mind to do the right thing. Yeah. Minister Martin, you lead us in prayer.
No turning back. No turning back. You can have this whole world. Forgive me,
Jesus. Let the church say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord again.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. He is worthy to be praised. Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you right now, Lord. Right now, Lord, we just thank you, as he would say, thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for starting me on my way. Lord, I thank you right now, Lord. I ask you, first of all, have mercy on me. Lord, thank you for what you've done for me, Lord. Thank you for my family, Lord. Thank you for how you have blessed this ministry, Lord. Lord, we just want to bless the man of God, Lord. We want to bless his family, Lord, that you continue to give him protection, Lord. Lord, we ask you to look upon our young folks, Lord. Lord, they're going through many things. They're experiencing things that they should not experience in their times of growing up. But Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus upon their lives, Lord. Lord, we pray that you give them protection, Lord. Lord, we ask that you bring them out of situations that they're going into that to be detrimental to them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Lord, we ask you to cover them, Lord, in your name, Lord, in your blood, Heavenly Father. We pray for a covering right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And most of all, Lord, we ask that you let them know that you are their Savior, Lord, that nobody else can do you like you can, Lord. And right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that, Lord, if they're not saved, Lord, that you convict their hearts that they may be saved, Lord, because tomorrow is not promised to them, Lord. But in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, Lord. We pray right now, Lord, you just to touch them, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we ask you to touch the parents, Lord, for they are being challenged as well, Lord. And Lord, we ask you to give those single mothers, those single parents, Lord, give them the courage and the wisdom that they need, Lord. Let us come together and help them raise their children, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And those who are mother and father who are raising their children, Lord, help them to work together, Lord. Work in unity, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We right now, we just ask, Lord, you have mercy right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Lord, we're going to continue to give you the praise and glory. And let this church be a beacon, Lord. Oh, Lord, that they can come to the church and, Lord, find where to go, Lord, that we are giving them a word, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we will pray that, Lord, that they can make it, that they may not turn to those who wish them to do wrong, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we continue to give you all the praise and glory. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now to an all-wise God, the great shepherd of the sheep, the one who raised Jesus from the dead. May great dominion and power be his now and forevermore. And let all of God's children say, Amen.
Thank you for tuning into the Friendship Hour with Pastor Rodney T. Osborne.
You can also join us in person at Friendship Primitive Baptist Church at 385 South Burnett Road, Cocoa, Florida. We have church school at 9:30 a.m., worship services at 11 a.m., youth Bible study at Wednesday, 5:30 p.m., followed by adult Bible study at 6:45. For a prayer request, email us at fpbcofcoco@gmail.com. To sow a seed to our ministry, you can cash up us at Friendship 2 Coco. May God bless you richly on this week, and until next week, let us continue to grow up together in Christ. Yeah.
delivered out of darkness. Into the kingdom of his son.
Into the kingdom of his son.
Not only that, forgiving of my sin.
Forgiving of my sin.
And redeemed through his blood.
And redeemed through his blood.
Oh, yes. I got so many reasons to rejoice. Do I have a witness in here tonight? Come on, let's say that again. Delivered out of darkness.
Delivered out of darkness.
I don't know about you, but I was a mess, but he brought me out. And now I'm in the kingdom of his son.
Into the kingdom of his son.
I must admit I was guilty, but he dropped the charges. Forgiving of my sin. He didn't stop there. But I've been redeemed through his blood.
And redeemed through his blood.
Somebody ought to say, oh yes.
Oh yes.
I have so many reasons.
I have
so many reasons. So many reasons. So many reasons. To rejoice. We gonna testify like we used to do in church. Come on, give your testimony while he won't. He didn't stop there. What else? What else did he do?
And he started me on my way.
Do I have a witness in here tonight? What else? Gave me health and strength.
He gave me health and strength.
Let me see another day.
Let me see another day.
I can shine.